Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Chartak trying to get to third. Cullenbine throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Keltner, who tags Chartak for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive towards first. Chartak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields the ball and throws to Bagby covering. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Burns. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sundra, and towards Gutteridge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Ray Mack. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Al Milner now pitching. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundra strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutteridge for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.